I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for another edition of WUKY's award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, the royal family always seems to make headlines, of course, with the popularity of The Crown, which recently won a boatload of Emmys. Queen Elizabeth has had some recent health issues, and she lost Prince Philip earlier this year.
Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip were married over 70 years when he passed away. This is the week of their wedding anniversary, November 20th, 1947. All of this talk of the royal family makes me think of an oral history interview I conducted in 2018 with Mark Thornwell. Mark is the father of a very close friend of mine who asked me to interview Mark as he began to show early signs of Alzheimer's. Mark grew up in London, England, attended Dartmouth Royal Naval College beginning at the age of 13. He served in the Royal Navy during World War II. He was later ordained as a priest in the Anglican Church of England. In 1966, he moved his family to the United States and settled in Louisville, Kentucky. There's so much to talk about in this interview, but with all this talk about the royal family and Queen Elizabeth, I've been thinking about a particular story he told in that interview. He was still in the Navy in 1947. He was invited to a party as the date of a family friend named Janet. This was not just any party. This was a party that Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret would be attending.
And so Janet, who was younger than me, needed a date. And she couldn't find any young man in 1947 who had a decent suit. Janet's mother said, "Oh, Mark's got his uniform. Let's call the Thornwells, see if he could be your date." She called my mother called me. She needs a date, because the princesses are going to be there. And so I went to my commanding officer. I said, "Sir, I know we were due to sail on Sunday. This was on Thursday. The party was on Saturday." I said, "They want me up in London for this party on Saturday night." And my commanding officer said, "Well, get your ass up there, boy." Up I went, in my uniform. Big party, Grosvenor Square, central London. In the private ballroom, both the princesses there. I was sitting at the table with Janet, and the orchestra played the first set of music. Nobody danced, because that's the way things are when the royals are present. Until the royals take the floor, nobody else deigns to take the floor before them. So we went right through the first music set. Nobody moving. I was sitting with Janet. The music set ended. So I said to Janet, "Janet, as soon as the first chord of this next music set, do you mind if I go invite Princess Elizabeth?" She said, "Do it." I was on my feet the very first chord. I was walking alone. I was the only person standing in the whole damn ballroom. Crossed the floor, up the steps to where the princesses were sitting with their hosts. "May I have the pleasure of this dance?" "Yes." Off we went. Everybody started dancing. So I had two whole dances with Princess Elizabeth. She knew how to dance like a dream. She was relaxed. We chatted about South Africa and Prince Philip. And then I took her back at the end of the set, took her back to her seat, went back to Janet. And when I got back there, we both observed that nobody had yet invited Princess Margaret to dance. So I said, "Well, okay, is it okay if I ask?" The next set of music started, the first chord, up I stood, tup, 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 up to the princess, to the other princess. "May I have the pleasure of this dance?" Princess Margaret says, "Yes, right." And I had two dances with Princess Margaret.
What a great story. He became the life of the party.
Throughout his life, Mark Thornwell loved to dance. In fact, this story was first told to me when Mark was dancing with my daughter at a Christmas party just a few years before. He was an exuberant man who sadly died of COVID-19 in October 2020.
And this is the subject of your latest episode of the podcast.
That's correct. The podcast is called The Wisdom Project, and you can listen to that wherever you get your podcasts. Also, as usual, you can listen to Mark Thornwell's full interview at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.